This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9. A big thank you to Andrew Green joining us to give us an update on the marriage equality. Now, if you've got any questions or, you know, just statements, I guess, you can just tune in and text in on 0427-JOY949.
If you want to be our replacement for Dave when we get rid of him, you can
text email onair@joy.org.au.
If your name's Beck and you want to be on the show...
Plenty
text
of room
in.
For one more.
That's Beck right. Madden.
Oh, yeah. No, she'd be good on
she'd
this,
be lovely.
Beck Judd.
Oh, wouldn't mind a bit of Juddy.
We could get them all.
Dean Beck.
The possibilities are endless.
Anyway, she's in town for the Melbourne Fringe Festival, joined by theatre maker Harley Heffer to present Fuzzy Kids, a new theatrical comedy show for kids and their adults. Welcome, Isabel.
Hi, thanks
for having me. Fizzy kids, not fuzzy kids.
I said fizzy kids, did I?
Fizzy and fuzzy.
Oh,
maybe they're...
If anybody's having a stinker tonight...
It's you.
Strike five, Dave.
The show touches on the pressures of being all grown up. How do the characters plan to overcome this?
So the show is me and my co-performer, Harley. We're playing twins, identical twins. and we're throwing this big birthday party. That's sort of the show concept, and the hope is that we will be able to turn back into kids again, because being a grown-up is very dull.
Well, anyone who listens to this show knows Dave and I behave like children most weeks when we're in here, so I like the idea of this.
Yeah. Well, it sort of is kind of like this whole thing of how you're supposed to behave at a certain age, and then, I guess, spoiler alert, we realise that we can actually just do the fun things that we like no matter what age we are.
What are some of the things in the show that you want to go back and do as kids?
Not have a hex debt.
Yep, that's important.
Oh, that's important.
That's a good one. I guess just play all the time. I probably don't have the energy anymore to just run around. But that's probably the main ones.
Mm.
Not have to pay rent.
Yeah.
So your show presents strong and dynamic, engaging new role models for kids. Tell us more.
That's sort of one of the main reasons I wanted to do the show is I just wanted to create two characters that sort of were not really limited by gender stereotypes. I've got nieces and nephews, and I'd go to toy shops and like get them a gift, and this is like all toy shops pretty much, and I'd go to buy it and I'd be like, so is it a boy or a girl? And I'm like,
it's a child.
It doesn't matter. It's a book. Like, I'm getting them a book. Like, and they'll be like, because if it's a girl, we'll wrap it in pink. If it's a boy, we'll wrap it in blue. And I was just like, I just want to do a show where the boy loves pink and the girl wears blue, and we're not really defined by these kind of limiting stereotypes. We both have traditionally masculine and feminine traits equally, and it's just not a thing.
What sort of age group kids is a show aimed at?
We did a test show on the weekend, and because both of us, it's our first time doing a kids show, so we were sort of just gauging what age group really hits, and it seems to be the 5, 6, 7, 8 kind of bracket. They were really getting the most out of it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Will there be free-flowing red cordial at the show?
I wish. I don't think you're allowed now.
Yeah, there's too many rules these days.
It's like my favourite kind of fizzy drinks.
What's the bread with the hundreds and... Is it fairy bread? Yeah, that's
fairy
what we need.
Yeah.
The sugar levels. If I'm a child sitting in the front row, what is one thing that they are guaranteed to take away from the show? What's their lasting memory?
Well, you are invited to dance, lots of dancing,
yes.
And there is quite a bit of audience interaction. So, and hopefully some toilet humour, which
fun. Farts are hilarious, I reckon.
Yeah.
Farts are great.
Yeah, they're a hit.
Now, I remember being a kid, you just throw your arms around, throw your legs around. That's what I call dancing, and I still do to this day.
I was going to say, that's how you dance now. I've seen it.
Has the dancing changed from when you were a young kid dancing to what you see at the shows?
I think it's pretty much the same. We have a compulsory silly only dancing thing. So there's a lot of silly faces and probably the same kind of arms and legs throwing around thing.
That's how Dave dances when he's at the pier on a Saturday night. So he'd fit in right, quite well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you'd love it, yeah.
Now, marriage equality is obviously a hot topic right now. Will that be any feature in your show?
Well, we've got a lot of rainbow props, just a subtle subversive. Yeah. Everything is just coincidentally rainbow, but We don't explicitly touch on that, but the sort of the take-home vibe of the show is really just like, we should all just be able to do the things that we love and that make us happy, and there's no sort of this person should do that. I guess the metaphor of adults have to act this way and children have to act this way kind of also applies to just like, no one should have to act in any specific way, you know, like we should all just be allowed to do happy things.
Now, have you had the opportunity to get that magnificent envelope yet and put it in the postbox?
I have, yep.
Yep.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Yep. And you have been out there campaigning?
Yeah. I recently hosted a night at the Fringe Club, a marriage equality night, where with my co-host Charles Purcell, where we pretended to get married, and then in the bit where the celebrant says marriage is between a man and a woman at the exclusion of all others, we played really heavy music and the lights went red, and I ripped off my hideous op shop wedding dress and basically like, that's how we feel about traditional marriage in this country. And we're just really encouraging people to vote yes.
Brilliant. You said this was your first show for kids. Do you think kids are an easier or harder audience than adults?
It's a good question. In some ways, they're really beautiful in that they want to sit in the front. And I've done lots of comedy shows for adults, and it's very different. Like,
no one wants to sit in the front.
Yeah, they're like, don't look at me, don't pick on me, please don't engage with me in any way. Whereas kids are like, pick me, look at me, I want to sit in the front, I want to join in, and it's just really nice. That was a really nice part of performing to kids.
And have you always wanted to become a comedian? Is that something?
Well, coincidentally, I've done a lot of comedy where I have played a child character, which is just a weird, but they are not appropriate for kids. So this is almost like the reverse. I'm playing an adult character for kids, and it's like a very different. I normally do quite satirical, dark comedy. This is very light and joyous and just the complete opposite.
I wonder if you get some heckling from the kids.
Yeah.
Well, like if they're bored, they'll just be like, I'm bored.
Oh, yeah, that'd be tough.
Well, they'd just probably stand up and walk out.
Yeah, they're not going to just sit politely and be like, I wonder where she's going with this.
Yeah. What's that method, do you think?
Yeah.
What journey is this character going to take?
Yeah, what's the narrative structure here?
Yeah. I'd like to see what they talk about in The Age tomorrow when they review this.
Well, the show runs from Tuesday, September 26th to the 30th as part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival. For tickets and information, go to melbournefringe.com.au and search for Fizzy Kids, or you can jump on our social medias and grab the link. Thanks so much for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Isabel.
That's Family Matters on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.